So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And welcome, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So a bit of a weird one today, because today is only Tuesday, but it feels like it's the weekend. My wife and little one are now off school, so they're out and about around the house. So if you hear any extra sound, that will be why. It just feels really weird because it feels like it's a Saturday and we never go live on a weekend, of course. And it's not even a weekend, but it definitely feels like it. So it's a little bit weird. But anyway, let's talk about business in 2021. This is something I wanted to cover for a while, about the state of play of business in 2021. And what's interesting for me here is that everybody has got their, or is having their own experiences of COVID. Like for some people, the last 12 months has been the most amazing 12 months of their business life. So far, they've, you know, like for us, for example, we've bought two multi-million pound businesses and we're very proud of that, of course. And yet for other people, it's been just horrific. Just this morning, I was chasing rents from a tenant, keeps promising. Just yesterday, we issued bailiffs for a tenant who had the money, has the money, but refuses to pay. And, you know, people having their own experiences right now, and some of them are very positive and some of them are very negative. And, you know, all my NLP training and all my NLP work has kind of told me that it doesn't really matter what is going on the outside. It's more about what's happening to you on the inside and how are you going to protect yourselves from maybe negativity that's going on the outside, you know, people chasing payments, that kind of thing. And if you're waiting for payments, then that can be really stressful. You know, we've got a number of tenants not paying, we've got a number of properties empty, and we're lucky that we've got enough properties to cover that. We've got two viewings today, which we're probably going to, both properties are probably going to go today. And so we're just in this kind of muddle. There's no better way of describing it. Just this utter muddle. You know, we're now in March 2021, and it might as well be March 2020 because this is the year that we've lost. But the question I've got for you is not only about how are you going to, you know, bounce back in 2021, what are you going to do to make 2022 even better? And the stuff that you do today won't necessarily come through. You're not necessarily going to get those results until 2022. Like, you know, if I start losing weight today, like I might lose a little bit of weight and I can see I'm losing weight, but the actual full results, walking with a six pack on the beach, that's not going to come for quite some time. And that can be the thing that kind of puts people off. So there's a couple of things going on here. First of all, you got to work out maybe 2021, but maybe 2022 or 2023. What do you actually want in business? Like, do you want the business to go back to? Is the way that you used to run your business before COVID, was that something that's going to get you to your goals? Or actually, is it moving you further away from your goals? If your goal is to be financially free, is the business that you were running back then, working 60 to 80 hours, is that actually going to be the business that's really going to help you? Or is it not? Is it actually, Dan, I want to sell that business? And we keep an eye on businesses up for sale. And it's interesting. We nearly bought a Subway for like $5,000. An old Subway, not a Subway station. I mean, a sandwich shop, not London, you know, not Marylebone. Is there a Subway at Marylebone? You know, there's some real opportunities right now. One of my clients, I can't say which industry is in, but the industry has been decimated, especially here in Spain. And there is opportunity there. You can have a good guess at what industry that actually is. But there's, you know, there's opportunities everywhere, or there isn't. All depending on, you know, how you see the world and your perspective on life and that kind of thing. And for me, it's about having a positive mental attitude to look and see what are the opportunities that are ahead of us, because there are opportunities out there, folks. But unfortunately, most people can't see them because they've got their head stuck in the sand, they've a deer stuck in the headlights, trying to think what other metaphors I can use here. They're just stuck and they can't see it. And I'm a big believer in chucking them all into a bag and shaking up the bag and seeing what falls out. I'm a good believer of going and turning something completely around. If you've done this, let's say you've let's use an example, because sometimes that's easier. Let's use a weight loss example. Let's say you've dropped your calories and you're lifting weights and you're running and you're still not losing weight. How about you cut calories entirely and go down a fasting route? Like totally swap it around. See what works for you and your body. And the same with business. Let's say you've been posting every day, excuse me, on social media and you're not able to close clients. Stop posting every day on social media. Do something utterly different. If you're posting every day a video like this and it's not getting results, change it. Have one video per week or one video per 2 weeks, but make that one video 10 minutes long, documentary style. Get really good at filming videos, at telling a story. Try different things. If your relationship's not working right now, I'm not saying try a different relationship here, but like do something completely opposite to what you've already done. And if your business hasn't been working for the last 12 months, maybe now is the time to really turn that business around and do something completely crazy, something no one's ever seen before. Just turn it around completely, because the state of business in 2021 is a bit of a mess. And if you're still doing the same thing, I'm sure you've heard the term flogging a dead horse. If you're still doing the same thing, but you're not getting the results, you at some point, you need to start doing different things. Now, I don't know what that is for you. But for me, I know that, you know, when we look at what's worked and what hasn't worked, we're either going to do one of two things. We're going to either do more of it to really test it, or we're going to cut it completely and do something completely different. So let's give you an example. Let's say that we just do, I mean, we do podcasts almost every day now. And let's say that wasn't working. I've not logged into podcast numbers. Let's have a look and just see what that looks like. But let's just assume that wasn't working. It would be maybe let's stop doing podcasts and let's do, let's go and do, instead of, you know, 20 minutes a day on a podcast, maybe that 20 minutes I need to get on the phone and I need to speak to people about their business. Let's just say podcasts are doing fine, actually. Just looking at the numbers. Last month was one of our, well, it was our highest of the year last month, but it was only February. So not that difficult. Although it is a lower year, a lower month, of course. Let me just put this into week monthly. There we go. Let's go back. Let's go back to January 2020 and run that. Yeah, no, January down. There we go. Let's have a look at that. So podcast last month. It was all right. We had the podcast numbers last month compared with last year. Probably about 80% of the highest one that we had. That's not too bad. But if that wasn't working for me, I would just do something completely different. I would hit the phones and just speak to as many business owners. This is about you mixing it up, because whatever has got you this far might not be the thing that gets you to the next stage. And if you're unhappy with what's got you this far, or if you're unhappy with the results that's got you to now, and you're working 60 to 80 hour weeks, like, is that sustainable as you decide to move forward? And I think right now is a great time to get, you know, if you've got a business that's not working, now's potentially a good time to get rid of it, because you've got a wonderful excuse. It doesn't reflect on you. You know, why are you selling? Oh, it's COVID. Okay, no problem. That's fine. And we speak to business owners who have got to the stage where they go, do you know what, Dan, I can't do it anymore. I am so fed up of doing it. I feel like I do everything and I'm fed up. I don't want to do it anymore. And that's the sort of business that we can actually go in and help, because they don't know how to do it, whereas we do. But if you want to get rid of a business right now, then now's the time to do it. Or if you want to start a new business, now is the time to do it. The state of business in 2021 is vastly different than anything we've ever seen. And there's all sorts of government support, or there isn't, depending on what sort of business you're actually running. And so you need to do something that's going to really mix up your life, not mess up your life, but mix it up in some way that when business comes back late 2021, going into 2022, I don't think we're going to have a situation that's changed too much from where we are right now. Over the next 3 to 4 years, I think masks are still going to be here. So is that an opportunity for you? And if your business is revolving around footfall going into a restaurant, I think you're going to be pretty screwed. Even though we get vaccinated and we come out of this, do I really want to go to a restaurant or a bar and stand next to people and have people sweating on you and all of that kind of thing? I think we're in a different world. I think the world that we used to have, the world that we used to know, I don't think that actually exists anymore. And that's quite a strong thing to say, and that can upset some people, and I understand why it upsets people, because we all want to go back to that world. And like, actually, some people don't want to go back to that world because it sucked, right? Some aspects of that world really did suck. Look at the level of homelessness. Thank you, Conservative government, for Section 24, for taxing landlords on revenue, not profit. If you're wondering why there's so much homelessness, that's a big reason as to why. Landlords leaving, rents going up, and so on. And the second one, of course, is universal credit claimants being paid direct instead of that money going to landlords. But that's a by-the-by. Some people don't want to go back to that old world, and that's okay too. But now is the time to make a decision and go, okay, which world do I want to go back in? What would I like my next 12 months to look like? And after I've got through the next 12 months, what do I want my next 5 years? What do I want that to look like? Do I want to be working in a restaurant? Do I want to be having to get up and go to work and get stuck in traffic? And like, you know, one of my concerns right now is city centre apartments. I think they're kind of done a little bit. I've got a large portfolio of city centre apartments. So maybe I also need to start thinking about, you know, are we going to sell up some of those while the stamp duties, you know, thing is not there and we can make some quick sales and move some of that money out over into, you know, houses with gardens. I think the world is vastly different. And I think the world is moving more online than at any other time in history. You know, it comes in surges, doesn't it? And we're in a massive surge right now. You look at NFTs and how that's going to change the world. We talk about that on Thursday in a crypto show. But you look at NFTs and how that's changing and how everything has now gone online. Zoom, green screens, I've got lights, which I actually forgot to switch on. But screen looks fine anyway. But we've got, you know, the whole setup is different now. We're investing money in microphones and headphones and better cameras and lighting equipment and backgrounds and background lights. The whole world is vastly changing. And so if you're not changing with it, you're at risk of getting left behind. I'm 48 and sometimes I feel like I'm a dinosaur and I'm quite clever, I like to think. I like to think I am, probably not. But I feel like a dinosaur sometimes. And I see young kids coming through in the 30s, like young kids, I'm of that age. And they're talking about stuff. And I'm like, what are you on about? Like the whole NFT thing, as an example, completely blows my mind. Can't get my head around it. And youngsters are coming through going, yeah, and they're going to make so much money. I just find it really, really interesting. But now is the time for you to start moving your business online if it's not already online. Now is the time to start making the delivery of your product an online delivery. I speak to a lot of people every single week. We have lots of Zoom calls. And I'm either speaking with potential customers, I'm speaking with existing customers, or I'm speaking with my existing team members. Sometimes maybe potential new team members as well, because we're interviewing. But as the digital marketing agency grows, because more businesses are coming online. But my job now revolves around speaking to people like I'm speaking to you right now. Very few times does it actually involve building a website or doing any kind of technical thing where I have to push buttons. A lot of what I do is now telling other people which buttons to push and what I want to have created, and then we implement it. And that really, I think, is where business is going to be going more so in 2021 and 2022. Of course, for some businesses, you can't do that with. We're in the construction industry. I can't build a house over Zoom. I can't lay bricks and you know, send them through just yet. Yeah, give it 20 years, I'll be able to wear an avatar robot and I'll be able to go on site like a robot and I'll be sat here. We're heading. Look at the Boston Dynamics robots and the abilities that they have. Look at NFTs where you're going to be able to wear a pair of Nike shoes, okay, whilst playing Call of Duty. Like, think about that for a second. Think about how weird that is and how far out that is. And I guarantee in the next 20 years, it won't even take that long. In 10 years, that's going to be a thing. And your avatar in all the games will follow you around. If you're on Xbox or on a PlayStation, your avatar, the way that you dress, the way that you look, is going to follow you around. And your online persona will reflect your offline persona. This is where it's heading towards. And if you're not going live and letting people know who you are and where you are and how they can contact you and how you can help them, you're missing out on a big trick. And not only that, if you're not doing that, your competitors are. And that's where you're going to lose out in 2022, all the way down to 2030, and so on and so forth. Let's not even talk about robots taking off some of the jobs. HGV drivers, gone. Taxi drivers, gone. And if you think this is some pie in the sky stuff, have you seen Tesla's EDS, whatever it's called, self-driving, SD, whatever it's called. Have you seen that and how clever that is? You know, we're in a situation where Tesla, you can buy your Tesla car and then you can lease that out as a taxi and it will go pick people up and drop people off. And when it's finished, it'll come back to your house. And it's all automated. That's where we're going. And you won't even buy that car. You're going to lease it. And then you probably lease it for nothing because you're making money from it being a taxi. And a taxi will cost you 20 pence a mile instead of £1.50 a mile, whatever it is. The world is changing. And if you're not embracing more online, if you're not going and having personas created, and by the way, this is not about you creating an avatar, like a digital representation of you. I'm on about right now, in the 2020s, you representing yourself via Zoom or via a video call such as this. Like, think about this in the 50s, and we used to have video calls, the idea of video calls in sci-fi movies. And think about how just normal it is now on Zoom. You remember Star Trek in the 90s and would have a video call? Like, think about how realistic that is now in today, and we're only 30 years down the line. Think about what that's going to look like in the next 30 years. And there'll be holographic phone calls. The world is changing, and I'm not saying that you create an avatar that's not you, but the avatar that is you has to be represented online. And if you're not being represented online and only offline, you're living in a world where you're only able to speak one-to-one or one-to-a-few. Whereas online, like, we get thousands of downloads off every podcast that we do, and our videos gets quite a lot of views as well. And we get more views after the event than we do at the event, which is quite interesting. But we promote them and so on afterwards. But I can now talk to 1 to 1,000 in, we're coming up to almost 20 minutes. I can talk 1 to 1,000 actually quite easily through the technology that we have. It's just sat on my desktop. And after I finish here, I'm going to do a bit of work, maybe go down to the beach. Like, the world is changing. And so you've got to move online. And if you're not online, like, I know everybody's online, but I mean, if your persona isn't online, the way that people perceive you isn't online, you're going to miss out to those people who are online. Anyway, some pretty controversial stuff in there, and I'm definitely no futurist, although we do seem to get it right quite a few times. But I'd be interested in knowing what you guys think. We're live again tomorrow in the Property Cash Flow Show. Come and join me for that. We'll be live at midday. And until then, have yourselves a good day now. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.